Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special edition of Things We Fear, the Halloween episode of Things We Fright.
Cough.
Hi, good evening, and welcome to a terrifying edition of Things We Fright, because it's Halloween. We're going to be here tonight to talk about scary things that are both we like and that frighten us. We have an audience.
A live studio audience.
We have a round of applause from our live studio audience, please.
Oh, it's like the Cosby Show. Move with surprise. It's a Halloween show.
Don't you dare spray on my laptop.
Don't you dare.
Alright. Well, now that's out of the system.
Right, who do we have here? We have to tell the people who we are.
I'm not a fan of Things We Fright.
It's either Things We Fright or Things We Fear.
No, okay, fine. Fuck it.
Jim.
Alf.
Woo.
Spoon.
Yum.
Done.
Yeah, because it's my spooky voice.
Okay.
Numbers scare me.
And in the audience we have mystery guest and Bat. Or
El Diablo.
Or El Diablo. Sweet, so let's get going with scary shit. Who's the most scared right now? Alright, who... Okay, a scary thing. It's Halloween. Has anything actually scary happened in the world?
Yes.
Loads.
It's Wait. Terrifying every day.
I don't mean in a sort of
I think that's
war.
What scares me the most about the world at the moment would be humanity.
Mm.
In general. West scum.
The new RoboCop film scares me.
That does look pretty scary.
What a positive note to start on.
I don't think things we genuinely fear, the state of the human race.
You know. I can concur with that. Mm.
Mm.
It's pretty bad.
Well, we can all agree that humanity is quite scary. But I'm thinking about giant fish.
Oh, yeah, I saw that in the news. The crazy deep water oar fish?
Yeah.
Is it? That have come up, they're like 5 metre long oar fish.
15.
That...
Or what?
Oh, yeah, 5 metre, 15 foot.
Yeah.
I mean, not, sorry.
Five metre long oar fish that
I
they pulled up.
No sense of distance, so could anyone just explain?
It's about 12 people in a line holding it.
Okay. What, like head to toe?
Mm. From its head to the end of its tail. No, like 12 people holding it, you know, side by side, a little bit spaced apart.
Okay.
You can sort of imagine
foot.
That. That's
2.5 of you.
2.5 of me? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And the interest
12 people in what line? Yeah. Whichever. Whatever measurement you want to take.
Sorry, I measure my things by yams.
2.5 yams, yeah. Yeah, it's probably is about
it's a medieval one. Measurement.
I'm down for that. If people want to start using me to measure stuff.
Well, it came out of somewhere. Normally these fish are found at, well, quite frankly, I don't know, somewhere in the region of 450 yams, deep in the ocean, like. And, yeah, they found one washed up on a beach and then another one washed up on a beach and they think it might have something to do with earthquakes or something. Some people reckon it is. I don't know. There's other people who are just going, nah.
It's an ancient Japanese folktale about like these fish or fish like them, something start
only
getting washed up before a big earthquake.
What are they called?
Oarfish?
Oarfish.
What do they want?
A boat to be
when
used.
When do they
in.
Want it?
Yesterday, really. A few days before they died up on the beach.
Maybe it's like the people must know there is an earthquake going.
Yeah, they're completely
like
altruistic.
They sacrifice themselves.
Oh, sweet.
And they just take a photo and a well chucked. Well, the biologist who was doing the autopsy on it, because they wanted to see what it had died from, and they said it was perfectly healthy, they're not really sure. He said it was good. It looked good enough to eat. That's what the autopsy guy said.
What yours?
Nice.
In later news, it's delicious.
But he said they were like, we could eat it if we had a 15-foot long pan.
Yeah.
It's not going to cut it off.
Yeah. Clearly not chefs.
I don't know. There's that. Isn't there that like festival? I'm sure it probably happens quite a lot in Spain, but there is some kind of festival thing that they do where they have that like massive paella dish thing.
Mm.
It's like a giant frying pan. They have in Glastonbury at the paella stand.
Yeah,
but bigger than that. And you use oars to like stir it.
You mean 1¼ yams?
Fish is scary. Mythical beasts are scary.
The deep sea is definitely pretty scary.
Very Lovecrafty.
Yeah, some pretty crazy.
James Cameron.
We don't even know what's in there, kind of thing.
Don't we know more about space than we do about the deep sea?
Yeah.
Left the ocean.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, right. Yeah, it isn't then.
No, I just think, like, surely, like, the sea, where we are, that's like a finite amount of space.
Yeah.
Whereas out there, that's pretty much infinite. So the idea that we would know more about out there than we would about that thing that we're actually next to and is part of our planet seems incredibly unlikely.
I thought it was more specific, is it not like the galaxy?
Oh, would they know more about just our galaxy than they know about the sea? Possibly, I suppose, then, yeah. I don't know.
It does seem a bit arrogant to say we know shitloads about space, but
I suppose it's probably more of a point of just saying we know fuck all about the sea, but it just seems it's a little bit rude to space.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the idea that space has feelings, you can have it. What if it does? We're trying to find out what all that dark matter is. What if it's giant sort of brain cells and space is pissed with us?
Emo space.
Mm. Ooh, I'm all dark. Horrors come from space. Lovecraftian horrors come from space. The deep sea and space are where giant Lovecraft demons come from.
Nowhere safe. So we're basically, that's it. We have to stay on this bit of land. Can't leave.
Yeah.
What about if we tunnel?
Oh, no, God, they're definitely down there.
Mm. Morlocks. Mm. More people.
Okay, a whole raft of fuckers.
That monster from Phantoms was down in the...
Yeah.
This is horrid.
Was that also not of a ghosty nature?
No. It was like possessing people.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is, but they weren't ghosts. Although they were dead. It was a confusing film.
Sounds great.
It is good. I do have to reiterate that Ben Affleck, not the bomb in Phantoms. Peter O'Toole was the bomb in Phantoms.
It's pretty good. Ben Affleck was just Ben Affleck, really.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Stellar performances all around, I thought.
Everyone really
what,
hit
like
the
they've
mark.
Had a few stellars. Before we started performing.
I like that one.
Thank you.
I'm a bit frightened about Ben Affleck being Batman. That's scary.
Mm.
I'm not. I've been through this. It's going to be the better thing about that film.
That's scary.
Yeah.
So you've genuinely gone through the five stages of grief about the announcement that Ben Affleck playing Batman and I finally reached acceptance. There's nothing I can do to stop it. I'm just going to have to enjoy it as best I can.
Kill Ben Affleck.
I could kill Ben Affleck.
That was anger.
Who are the bad guys in the next Batman?
Who knows?
The producers.
Richard O'Brien.
Oh.
Interesting.
That would be a good Lex Luthor.
Mm.
I mean, isn't he a woman, though?
I don't know, but you'll take like you'll match how seriously we're taking this film so far.
He's a percentage woman. I think he claims to be more percentage basis woman than man.
So 60-40.
Something along those lines, that's what he said.
Fair play, sir.
Well, you know, if anyone is, I'm not going to argue with him.
He's got arrived at this decision fairly late in life. And you have to say, you've probably given this a reasonable amount of thought.
Yeah.
Tried it as a man. Not quite comfortable.
I don't think he's living his life any differently. He's just saying, I've reached this, you know, gender status in my life where I believe myself firmly to be more aligned with females than men.
Fair enough. Chicks are awesome.
Indeed, yeah. Good soundbite.
Also sounded slightly Australian.
Really?
Cheeks are awesome.
I have wandering accent syndrome.
I've been doing Northern Irish quite a lot recently.
Mm.
Today I found out that Google is quite sexist. If you type in "women shouldn't," the amount of things which like come up on the autocorrect is quite shocking. Vote, work, run,
Leave the kitchen?
No. That's a given.
I deny that.
Terrible.
I've never met a woman who's made a better sandwich than me. So all this sandwich, all this sandwich shit.
Hey, like all the like the highest paid cooks are men, aren't they?
Yeah.
Predominantly.
Oh, it's another tricky area.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that's just another sexist thing, though. Probably. It's like all the TV chefs. The vast majority of them, male.
I think of the
TV's. There was two fat ladies, but there was only one.
And Nigella as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah, so Google's sexist. That's what scares me today.
That's pretty cool.
Mm. Also, quite. Joe showed me something on the highlights, like bad grammar. So, like, if you type in bad grammatical phrases in Google, the drop-down menu of things are significantly more lowbrow questions than if you type in the correct grammar into Google. This is quite a nice little touch that's been put in from searches.
It doesn't really help people.
Is that a nice thing?
Well, it's a nice thing because that's not something they've programmed into it. They're the most asked questions along those subjects.
Okay, yeah.
So,
but, you know, it kind of punishes
they had programmed
bad grammar and reinforces bad ideas for stupid people.
We don't want you asking these kind of questions.
Quick, give them the list of stupid people questions and keep them dumb.
Reinforcement bias, I believe it's called.
I didn't hear that last bit, it sounded like gibberish, so I can't believe that it's called that.
Bubba sleep!
I think it is.
What did you say?
Reinforcement bias.
Where you
reinforcement bias, sorry, I thought you said reinforcement bias.
Just a couple of silences. Completely changes the context.
I'm not doing this one.
We have zero bias. No, I'm just going to shut up now. Films are quite scary. Has everybody got a horror film that scares them?
No, not really.
The first horror film that ever scared me was... I think it was called The Prince of Darkness by John Carpenter. I don't think it's a particularly scary film. I've watched it since, and being as the main antagonist is a jar of goo, and the second main antagonist is Alice Cooper and an army of homeless people. It doesn't actually feel that scary anymore, but it was one of those films when I was younger that I kept changing the channel because I wasn't up for it anymore, but I'd always wander back onto it to find out what was happening.
It's got a few great bits. The mirror bit is amazing.
Has to be the poltergeist for that feeling for me. The clown thing under the bed. That's poltergeist, isn't it?
Poltergeist. Yeah,
isn't
that's
it? Just definitely. That scene's just horrible.
I think we need to do a shout out to Amy at this point and mention her all time scariest film.
Oh yeah.
It is like pants throwawayable shittingness terror. It's The Others.
Which is a 12 in England.
Yeah.
In Europe, should
say. Amy's watched it once and refuses to watch it ever since then and uses it as the benchmark for scariest film of all time. So stay away from that one, kids. Give you nightmares.
Scary.
It wasn't that. Yeah.
Why are you looking at me? I'm
pretty shoddy.
Your sister. I'm disgusted slightly.
I'm not a big fan of scary movies, actually.
Yeah, I'm the same.
It's like, It depends. If it's like psychologically scary, I'm not really up for going through that, but at least it can be interesting. Whereas if it's really just fucking making you jump, it's like, that's not... You know,
that's the whole point.
Not into that. That's, you know, fair enough, I suppose, isn't it?
Oh, well, I like The Shining.
It's good, but it's... Yeah, it's really good, but it's not scary, particularly.
It's creepy.
It's more, like, creepy, yeah.
The headless blowjob. that was kind of a funny start to a film, to be fair.
Okay.
It does get quite dark after that point. But...
It gets quite dark after that point.
yeah. That's the sort of film we're talking about. Requiem for a Dream, there's a horrific film. That's actually horrifying. Like, that's not like...
We're talking harrowing now rather than...
Yeah, exactly.
It's not scary, is it?
No, it's deeply depressing.
Yes.
I suppose that's not scary though.
If you just watch the first,
yeah,
half,
just watch the first two thirds.
Don't watch it. Don't watch that film for Halloween. Anybody?
Oh god, no! It's a bit of a bummer.
I watched a film called "I'll Spit on Your Grave" last Halloween. It was absolutely disgusting.
It is. It's good.
the original one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also the worst sound editing I've ever heard in a film. There is a constant.
Yeah, the European release isn't great for that. You need to go further afield. But yeah, it is disgusting.
It was banned for a long time, that as well, wasn't
it?
That's like Straw Dogs, whereas now you're kind of a bit like... I've seen a lot worse than that.
Well, they've remade it and done a sequel recently.
Sequel to the remake?
It's they're quite tame now. You think, that's kind of crazy for, in, say, 50 years or whatever it is. Probably less than that. Like
what,
40
about Human Centipede?
Years? I've not seen that.
Do you reckon that'll ever get banned?
I think less stuff will be banned now.
Yes.
Yeah, and more, and increasingly so. But that's what I mean, to have gone from a point where it was like, oh, like that shit's not allowed, to 4 years later, like you've got Serbian film and shit like that coming out. It's like, that's pretty fucked up, really.
Don't watch Serbian film either. You'll just again be so depressed.
I've read the synopsis. That was enough.
Even if you feel like you want to be depressed, watch something like Once We Were Warriors. Don't watch something like Serbian film.
You should watch it if you want to become involved within film, in my eyes.
Oh, it is, like, that's the one thing I can, like, I can appreciate that in the film, in a horror movie or something like that. If you go, okay, that looked horrendously gruesome. Well done, that looked real. Yeah, like something that can make you feel queasy or something. You have to say fair enough for them to have had that effect on you. That's good
they certainly executed it a lot better than like Human Centipede, I would say.
It's just, I don't know, that shit.
Did you not like Human Centipede?
No, I thought it was crap.
Oh no, have you seen Human Centipede 2?
No,
it's really dark.
Apparently it's not very good as well.
I loved it, but I like those sort of films and torch porn especially. Sick man. Have you heard about the third one? The Human Centipede?
No, I haven't.
It's kind of genius, this. You know the first one, the centipede shit happens.
Should we be talking about this?
Yeah, it's not going to blow anything.
Okay.
Centipede shit happens. The second one, it's the dude watching the film and he tries to recreate it. The third one is going to be, again, somehow the second one is being viewed and it's being recreated in an American prison with like 500 people.
Cool.
So the three films in themselves are a centipede.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
That was the meaning behind the film in the end. It was a homage to the centipede.
Possibly. So it's a little bit meta, which is interesting.
I quite like Halloween. That's probably my favourite horror film. And the first two were brilliant. Michael Myers is like the quintessential faceless, like unstoppable killer.
I'm a Jason man myself.
I don't know. Like, I think I prefer Michael over Jason because Jason's definitely got that supernatural element working for him. You know, he's some kind of undead monster. Whereas Michael Myers is meant to be just
psycho.
A normal guy who you can keep shooting in the face and he just walks off afterwards.
Like, powered by evil.
Yeah, he's got nothing supernatural going for him. He's just seemingly hard as fucking nails and crazy as shit.
But then again, Jason didn't go to New York. No, no, Michael didn't go to New York. Jason went to
Jason
New York.
Went to New York. Jason's been to space.
Yeah, man, and the space one is bloody good, let's be honest.
He
got to face off against Freddy Krueger.
Mm.
Yeah.
That was good.
That's pretty badass.
But as a horror film, now Halloween creeps out far more, makes a jump a lot more than Friday the 13th. The first two. The third one.
I've got time for it. Weird as shit. The haunted Halloween mask.
The pumpkin mask with like strangle the kids.
It's a little bizarre.
I'm trying to think of like, because people say like about like Insidious and stuff like that's supposed to be pretty goddamn creepy. Like, I've not seen any of them.
I've seen Insidious.
Poltergeist scare me. The like just generally poltergeist within films such as Insidious.
And
Paranormal activity.
Yeah.
Far more than serial killers.
Frighteners, that's a cracking film.
Well,
fuck the scary shit. Like still fucking ace.
Spiders work.
It's a good film, yeah. But it's not scary.
Besides for like sinister and disturbing.
I don't know, it
like,
takes
society,
a very dark turn at the end. Like it's kind of straight up comedy with a supernatural element for the first two thirds. And then there's a horrible monster that looks like
Gary
death Sinise's and starts like really ripping
like
people Sinise's to shreds.
Nephew, is that his name? Gary Sinise?
Helmer.
That's alright.
Busey.
Who's Gary Sinise?
Snake Eyes.
Yeah. Apollo 13. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Gary Busey's nephew. He's the villain in Fighters, isn't he?
Actually, we might bleep out his name because that's a massive spoiler.
Is it?
I suppose it is.
I thought it was all just done in a big reveal of them driving along.
It's
not a
spoiler.
None of that's revealed until the end. You think it's the woman or some shit? I don't know.
Well,
now
definitely
bleep
it. The film's over 20 years old. I think you've got a bit of leeway.
Yeah, and it's not that sort of film. It's not like it's The Usual Suspects, is it? You know what I mean? It's just a fucking jaunt, like.
Nice having a few twists and turns.
You don't need to bleep me out.
Yeah.
Motherfucking cock chaos.
What's Peter Jackson doing with his career these days? He used to make fucking classics like Brain Dead, Bad Taste,
Most
The Frighteners.
Most in a film ever.
Now he's making Lord of the Rings. Massive downstep.
Not even using real midgets.
I know, yeah.
All this green screen shit. His live location work was amazing.
Not actual midgets.
Some of the best dialogue ever written as well. Not having to use somebody else's story. I kick ass for the Lord.
Looks like some time for some divine intervention.
We might finish doing The Hobbit and stuff and then go back to doing low budget things.
I want him to keep his budget, but just make films that I actually want to see.
Peter Jackson wants me to watch his films. Put some fucking midgets in it and then we'll talk.
Horror midgets.
Just as long as they're midgets. I'm not after dwarves. Actual dwarves.
Leprechaun.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Speaking of horror midgets.
Leprechaun.
They're remaking that with Hornswoggle from the WWE.
We're making Leprechaun.
Yeah,
they should use Warwick Davis still.
He's not involved. It's being made by WWE Films.
Oh wow! There could be some badass violence in that film.
What, he could one
like,
bomb someone.
It'll be shit, but it'll be with a midget, so it'll be better than shit.
Kane's getting a sequel to his horror film as well.
Cool.
See No Evil.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a really good film.
I've not seen it.
It's really gory.
Try to watch all films with wrestlers in because they genuinely seem to be amazing.
Have you seen any of the ones with Batista?
I've not yet. He's going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy, so I'll definitely see him in that.
He's in that.
The Man with the Iron Fist.
That's the one. Yeah, he was all right in that, actually.
He was good.
I'm not into that kind of style of genre of film, but it seemed well done. Like, I don't know, it's a little bit too
slick.
No, like a little bit too off the wall kind of cartoony, but real life
cheesiness a bit too far.
Yeah, but that's like the way it's meant to be.
Yeah.
I think it's just
that doesn't make it better though. I don't know.
I suppose it's like whatever its genre is, the hip hop blood opera or some shit.
Didn't the RZA or the RZA director?
Yeah.
considering it's his first feature, he did all right.
No, I think it's really good. I'm just saying I'm not into that style of...
He had a bit of help, though, from Quentin. Tarantino.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
I know about many Quentins, but I just...
Yeah.
Didn't he sit in on him directing Kill Bill, or one of the films he directed?
He did, yeah, the soundtrack to one of them.
I thought...
But has he done a horror film? Halloween, motherfuckers!
Oh, I have to say, I'm a big fan of the Rob Zombie films.
Oh, really? I've seen one of them.
I do like Malcolm McDowell's performance in the remake of Halloween.
Oh, I've not seen that. Is that right. Rob Zombie's girl? I've not seen that, actually.
He's done
this. I was talking about
Devil's Rejects.
And House of a Thousand Corpses, like, yeah.
Watched first one, thought it was alright, but not good enough to warrant.
Yeah, I've not seen either of his Halloweens, but I did like both House of a Thousand Corpses and The Devil's Reject.
Captain Spaulding, just ace.
A new one, Lords of Salem, or whatever it's called. It's meant to be pretty good. Like, sort of classic horror film level good. So that's pretty cool. I like Rob Zombie's music videos. He does good makeup.
The Evil Dead is my favourite horror film. Or Evil Dead 2.
Evil Dead 2. It's good.
It gets the balance right between fun and kind of like a bit scary. Though it's a bit dated, the horror now, I guess.
I've seen the remake. I really enjoyed it. It's almost nothing like the originals.
It was
the same director, though, Sam Raimi. No, new director.
Who?
Some Fede Alvarez.
Yeah.
He's new. I think it's his first film.
Yeah.
But since that's gone down so well, it looks like Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell will make Army of Darkness 2.
Yes.
Awesome. They said their current plan, if everything works out, is to make Army of Darkness 2, Evil Dead Reboot 2 crossover.
Okay.
I don't know. But like, even the Deadites are very different in the remake. There is the return of Tree Rape, which, you know, obviously
fan
isn't
favorite.
Very nice. But
fan favourite, though.
Yeah, a nice nod to the original.
Mm-hmm.
Dismemberment of limbs, always good.
Chainsaw.
There's
fist.
A chainsaw.
Chainsaw fist.
I'm not going to spoil it for everyone. There's a chainsaw. And every time you see someone reach for that chainsaw, you'll be hoping for the chainsaw fist.
Yeah.
Will you ever get it? Watch and find out.
I kind of fancy the chick when she's a deadite in that film.
You were saying this earlier and it worried me.
The bit when she's like poking her head up and the cellar door is kind of like locked. And she's kind of drumming her fingers like that with the crazy eyes.
Yeah, like black eyes, yellow flesh, all dripping off her face.
Weirdly hot.
I think you'll find a minority if people agree with you.
I could imagine, you know, maybe with because you know it's makeup, but if it was actually like that with jaundice and shit, you'd just be, you know,
I don't know,
getting a bit semi.
I'd have to, there's only one way to find out. Being as, you know, you clearly have a reputation for liking violent women from what you've said in these podcasts, is it the bit where she shouts, I'll bite your cock off, or your little sister's being raped in hell that really does it for you?
50-50. I also derpy hooves. I actually fancy derpy hooves, that's crazy. It's holy fuck.
You slipped there, didn't you?
But if there was a chick like Derpy Hooves, for instance, Jennifer Lawrence,
she looks like Derpy Hooves.
She get that look?
Yeah, her eyes do look in opposite direction.
Not quite that derpy, but she has a sort of derpy vibe. And hooves. Clothing hooves.
Like Satan. Halloween.
Can we, as it's Halloween, put up a picture of your fancy dress as Derpy Hooves? Because that is truly terrifying.
I've not seen a scarier thing since.
That was my favourite day.
Nobody knew what you were dressed as.
I thought you were Voldo.
I knew when I saw you.
Soul Calibur?
Yeah,
you saw him Voldo.
I knew what he was dressed up as, but when I saw it, I struggled to see it.
Compared to the original as well. It's quite a stretch.
I don't know, I thought it was pretty good. That's
like,
good work.
If you could get like a load of 6 to 12 year old, however old those girls who watch My Little Pony are,
it's mostly 50 year old dudes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even then they'd struggle to actually go, oh yeah, that's Derby Dudes. They go, what the fuck is that kid with fire?
You wear it every now and again around the house when you're on your own.
I see the eyes up there. They're there on the shelf.
Yeah, I still wear my panda costume. Like, so I've got like some scaffolders working outside my house at the moment, and they can look right into my lounge. Well, all I know is I've got an easy way to break into my house if I ever forget my keys.
Well, now we all have an easy way to break into your house.
Locking my windows at night from now on.
I'll be hovering outside, tapping on it, Lost Boy style.
Don't do that. You'll see me in a panda outfit.
So, anyone else been frightening anything this week?
So, yeah, a vaguely Halloween-themed thing. Brought about this week by a concert at the Royal Albert Hall. It did remind me that I'm quite a fan of the early work of Timothy Burton, film director. He's got quite a spooky vibe going on. Things like Nightmare Before Christmas, I very much enjoy, and The Corpse Bride. Even his Batman is quite creepy. Beetlejuice is a fucking cracking film.
Oh wow! Read the other day about Tim Burton's side and Keaton's side up for Beetlejuice 2.
Yeah. So that will be hopefully good. He's not impressed me in recent years, is Tim?
As long as Johnny Depp's not involved, they make good films.
He's pretty much wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, they've got it.
No confirmation on that point, but she's not busy, so.
Well, you presume not.
Well,
I don't know what Nina Ryder's up to.
Well,
she could be like a stockholder or something.
She could be. I've not seen her be in films since Star Trek, so I assume she's not doing anything. But yeah, this week, which is what reminded me of it, Danny Elfman did a concert at the Royal Albert Hall where he was. Well, not him personally, but an orchestra were performing his songs from Tim Burton films.
It'd be a challenge.
Yeah, him on his own, playing a full orchestral score. So they were doing like the Batman theme tune. And,
Prince one.
They did. I don't think they did any of the Prince bits. Oh. Prince certainly wasn't there. Batman and Beetlejuice. And then they did all the Nightmare Before Christmas songs, and Danny Elfman himself came out on stage to sing Jack Skellington's parts. Because he sang them for the film, which was amazing. His voice is still fantastic. He does it perfectly. And he was really, like, channeling the character on stage as well on the videos I've seen. He was giving it beans.
Put the link up.
I will put the link up if it's still on there, because it was amateur footage. Sound quality wasn't great. I think if people are going to make pirated copies of theatre, they should at least bring decent gear. Because I want to enjoy that in the comfort of my own living room if I can't go, so... They need to try harder for my benefit.
Just a bit of effort.
Yeah, goes a long way. But yeah, so they might take it down, but I'll put the link up. Hopefully I'll still be on there.
Sweet.
But yeah, Tim Burton. He can be good.
Yeah. Interesting that. It is the Johnny Depp thing that's sort of banjaxed him.
Do you know Johnny Depp's not in Planet of the Apes?
Walt Wahlberg was.
Oh, I'll leave him alone. He's not that bad.
It's got better.
Yeah, it's got better.
Couldn't get much worse.
Pain and Gain was brilliant.
He's good at Boogie Nights. Yeah, that's quite Nights. Early on.
Also terrifying.
Yeah.
Tom Selleck. Oh, that's not his. Bruce.
Burt Reynolds.
There's a B. I was thinking of a mustache.
B and mustache.
Yeah. Two defining things about him.
It is a beautiful mustache. Have you seen him recently, though?
So got rid of it.
No, he's still got the mustache, but it's like stretched over his incredibly tight parchment-like skin, fucked up from surgery.
That's not good. It was like I liked it when Tom Jones decided to go white or grey or whatever. It was like, good, you held on for far too long.
He looks good with it, though.
Yeah, exactly. But you could have looked like that for a few years, really.
It's like when Brian May went grey and he looked like when Gandalf changed from like Gandalf the grey to Gandalf the white. It was just like he turned into a space wizard.
He also looks a little bit like a judge all the time, which is kind of cool.
It's a bit Edwardian, I'll give him that.
Authoritative space wizard.
He's a rough.
He's going to save us all somehow.
Well, he's going to save the badgers.
I've got to hope so.
That's so funny that Brian Blessed and... That Save the Badgers song they did. Brian Blessed in there.
For anyone who might not know, we're currently engaging in genocide on the badgers of England because of diseases.
And it's an old ongoing war.
Yeah.
We've never declared peace, but there was a ceasefire for a while.
Yeah, we have guns, they have magic, kind of like equally balanced.
Yeah, because they don't leave much evidence of the kills they do.
But they keep pushing new settlements into the demilitarising.
Always.
That's not on.
Apparently a lot of people are saying that it's the cows giving them TV rather than them giving the cows TV.
But how do we know that that's not just badger propaganda?
Yes.
They stick a few fucking badger cubs, whatever they're called, on the news, saying cows gave me TB. Whole country's up in arms.
It's ridiculous. People stop getting vaccinated. It's just absurd.
Badgers stop getting vaccinated.
Yeah, it's just not the way it should go. But now they're out with rifles.
The badgers.
Yeah. We were, somebody armed them. I don't know.
As soon as they learn how to fire them, we are in trouble.
Brian May's behind this. Oh, actually, no. Brian Blessed's behind this. That sounds like his move.
Well, it's an international conspiracy of Brian's.
Right, I want to remember to mention, like, three YouTube things. The War of the Worlds recording by Orson Welles, The Martian's Attack. Listen to that. It's awesome. Something called The Stone Tape with Jane Asher from a TV series, British, from the 70s. And it's kind of plays out slowly, but it's fucking scary as fuck at the end. And something called Whistle and I'll Come to You.
Which is
not as scary as Dan thinks it is. But it's got a nice sort of long, slow play out. It's got a scary story. God, this guy.
Brian Blessed, the Magneto of badgers.
And Yetis.
He does look a bit like a badger.
And a Yeti.
He does love Yetis. Mm.
Yetis are scary. You ever met one?
I don't know. I've seen Harry and the Hendersons. It's a kind of a Yeti Sasquatch type in that, and he's quite nice.
Is this the TV show?
I think it's got to be somewhere around a silverback gorilla, in which case, that's pretty scary.
They're generally quite nice.
Well, yeah, it entirely depends on the temperament.
We have had Yeti news this week, haven't we?
Apparently, Yetis didn't exist. It was just a bear who got a bit of snow on him.
Yeah, they're a crossbreed between polar bears and brown bears, is the current thinking on the subject.
This on Channel 4 this week?
It's on all the news this week.
It's basically wall-to-wall what they were talking about.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, when they find out about Yetis, man, that shit's fucking worldwide.
On a slight creepy theme, and to do with the same news article, which led me to this on the BBC, some beetles have started walking new.
Sorry?
Explain yourself.
There's a breed of dung beetle that have developed a new walk. There's like three distinct breeds. And they gallop. They use their two front legs and they let their back legs trail. And they started like gallop running. And it's completely surprised scientists. Because, you know, insects with six legs normally walk in a tripod style with each set of legs. But now they're like galloping across this some desert somewhere. And scientists have no idea why.
Different groups of whales have different languages.
Orca whales.
I saw a thing, it's a bit sad really, but it's pretty terrifying I suppose in that sense, but like orca whales will live till they're like 90 out in the wild, but if you have them in captivity for like Splash World or whatever, they'll live for about 9 years.
Whoa.
It's like pretty fucked up that really, like,
yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, that's not cool, but yeah.
Oh, I saw a horrifying thing on crack today. I couldn't even finish the article. It was just sending me sick. About the most terrifying things on earth that people eat. Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
One of them's the live squid thing, isn't it? That looks pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's like you get a little octopus and you just, it's still alive, except the brain's removed. So when you're eating it, like, all the nervous system, like, it's still kind of active and just twitching around.
Basically, it will grab your tongue while you're eating it.
That's the most dangerous thing about it, is because it's still got, the suckers are still active, so there's always the risk that it'll, like, attach itself to your throat as you swallow it and choke you to death with no way of actually unblocking it.
Would you try it?
Fuck no.
No.
No, I mean,
not to mention it just seems really harsh. But I suppose it's not. But it kind of is. I don't know.
A natural dead and cooked octopus? Fuck yeah. Alive, still twitching, potentially could kill me one? No.
Well, like last year, or earlier this year...
I ate a live octopus?
No. So, well, a woman ate an octopus, but I'm not sure if it was cooked or alive.
We can be fairly safe in assuming that several people ate octopus that may or may not have been cooked.
This one, they left the egg depositor on like one of the tentacles, and a couple of weeks later she had an abscess in her gum.
Oh, and it's full of baby fucking. This is like well urban legend. Right. With
I want to put a link to this on the site, a link that will go through BBC News because they're reliable. Yeah. And then they actually removed 8 baby octopus from her mouth.
I wouldn't say BBC News are always that reliable, because we also had that story about the midget wrestling, or the midgets wrestling a lion or a tiger.
What? Yeah. Is that not true?
It's not true.
They got played. Good.
Yeah, I had to do some research because it was too fantastic a story, and I need to know more about it. And then I found out it wasn't true. I cried. Mm-hmm. But at least the midgets are safe, right? So there's that.
What's that? I want to see him taken down.
Oh, I know, yeah.
There's going to be casualties,
dude.
Yeah, I kind of wish I lived in the sort of Roman sort of Colosseum sort of time where you could see some really mental shit like that. Should we just take a break for a sec?
He's right.
Sure.
No, we'll be back.
Someone should introduce clowns in our story soon.
Probably in about 10 minutes.
Really?
Probably in about 10 minutes.
Well, is that going to be a big climax?
No.
It is a very harrowing story.
It's pretty horrible, yeah. I don't think it should be the finish, to be perfectly honest.
I think it would end on a good note.
Well, depressing note.
For a Halloween special, kind of,
Jim's having a break.
I don't think so. I think we want to go back into more lighthearted.
No, it's Halloween-y.
I'm gonna tell the story. I'm just saying. I think we should, then chat a little bit afterwards.
You drop some more.
I get the coke from the car.
No damage.
Yeah. You'll have to inform Jim when you're way past it, because he'll need to let you out.
I'm in.
What's the time?
Jim, don't sit down.
Well, how long?
11:05.
How long have we gone on for?
50 minutes.
How long have we gone on?
Nearly an hour.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Did you say don't sit down?
don't sit down.
Didn't Spoon want to go to the car?
No.
He changed his mind.
Alright, sorry. Can you sit down?
There's effort involved, so...
Can I pinch a sweet again?
Yeah. Oh, I'll put claim on a sweet. Alf, randomly.
Refresher.
Sorry.
You got a sun all the roof, alright.
Any of the frightening shit then?
I was thinking it was like hell, like some modern new shit. The acoustics are really the major part of that, but it was also. It's like the Raimi's little horror merchants. Has anyone here seen. Have you seen Drag Me to Hell or something?
It's by Beaver Anus.
I've not seen it.
It's
jumping,
it's well put
more
together.
More like
Beaver Rain
than anything
else,
really.
But in the cinema,
I don't have any more scary things to
the way the Raimi sort of goes down, so you've seen out on Tim Burton and sort of like, difficult to describe, but in the cinema, it's really fucking eerie and sort of like perception on edge.
Cool.
It is clever.
Short time.
Oh, yeah.
We're
getting warmed up.
Anyway, the instant I started doing the edit for the last one, and all you were talking about was Sinn Féin, this isn't going in.
Yeah. I scared the bejesus out of my sister. Crept into the house. Well, I don't know, like, it's just like a game you play, isn't it? Like, how quietly can you go into your own house? I don't know why. I was only like, 14 or something. And it was just, you know, because we've got quite a creaky old house, so, you know, there's a lot of places to make noise, but I very, very carefully, you know, took my time, proper ninja'd it, and I managed to get all the way upstairs. My mum used to keep the computer in her bedroom, so Amy was on the computer in there, and I got to the top step, and then deliberately stepped in the middle bit and made it go, and Amy's like, hello? Nothing. But it's due for a minute. She's like, hello? Let it stew for a minute, crept right up, and then jumped in the room, and she's just in floods of tears. Like, I was like, oh, fuck. proper dickhead. But it was good, man. You know, it was still, you know, sort of a win, but I felt bad. But, you know.
Definite win.
Epic ninjury.
It was your intention to scare.
Yeah, I scared the shit out of her. Well, pleased about that one. What's the most scared you've ever been? Anyone who can answer first, really. Oh, I'll put that question out to our live studio audience. Most scared any of the live studio audience has ever been?
I do have one distinct memory, apart from the one where I'm treading green water and there's a leviathan rising up beneath me.
When did that happen?
That's like my recurring.
Can you just say that again? I missed the.
It's like you're treading sort of like, it revolves around like sort of green murky water, and you're treading water, and some kind of unfathomable leviathan sort of like just rises from beneath you, and there's nothing you can do.
And this happened to you in
your
life?
Yeah, and like I've had a recurring dream of it, like that's the dream that sort of like.
It's a dream?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, this happened to you.
Oh, no. That's why I don't like water you can't see the bottom of, though.
Oh, okay.
I got that
okay,
one.
Okay, I get
that. But event-wise, actually, bizarrely, it was probably when we were dead young, because we were still sort of sharing a bunk bed and like the room. And Mac and Me was new, and it's a strange sort of concept, right? But like,
got Mac and Me, the 80s ET rip-off film.
Yeah, it's well created, but I hadn't seen the full film. All I seen is the advert, and in the advert, there's a sequence where the little kid sort of like is doing normal shit. He puts on his glasses. He looks up. And he sees Mac, or some this horrible little creepy fucking alien dude, just sat in his doorway. He takes off his glasses and he's gone. And that's all I saw in the advert. I thought, this looks like something fucking horrible. But on the back of that, I was sort of like having some kind of like half fevered dream. I remember hearing something creeping around the room, like, and I was like, what the fuck? And it was like making all sorts of like fucked up noises, like rustling around, getting tissues. Like, fucking, I was like, and it's like. That fear that grips you as a child, just like sweating, thinking, oh my god, what the hell's going to happen next? And it turned out it was you, and you had a cold. And like, I only found out until the morning. I heard something like, sort of like, moving up sort of like there. I thought, is James waking up? And that was actually you going back to bed. But I was still waiting for it in the room to make another move. And I was like, what the fuck kind of thing. I stayed like that until I must have fallen asleep. And then found out that it was you, sort of like, blowing your nose.
Was that after the incident where the cup fell over and we both stood stock still for like 5 minutes waiting to see if the poltergeist would do anything else?
No, it was a separate incident. No, that was completely Mac and Me orientated, but that's as a memory, that was probably one of the most scary of it.
Unprovoked violence is pretty scary. Yeah.
By
anything though, I suppose you'd be just as shit up if a bear went for you.
That's
if a hoodie went for
unprovoked.
You
random acts of harm.
I don't know, I'd be more worried about the bear, I'm pretty sure. A bear,
yeah, but
just fist his ass.
That's the ultimate defence against any large mammal.
I still say
especially a bear.
Start with a fist and keep on going.
That's what's scary about Attack on Titan, though. It's sort of like, it's back to sort of like that primal fear that mankind stepped away from of actually being eaten alive, which used to be a real possibility for us. And like, that's like Attack on Titan, they don't even have like digestive system, so there's nothing to fist.
Wow, yeah. That's a problem.
What would you do to a Humboldt squid?
I'm not sure.
A Humboldt squid.
What's the difference between a Humboldt squid and a squid as I know it?
Well, it's just a specific breed of squid. They are about 2/3 of a yan long. they can swim at about 15 miles an hour. They've got teeth in their suckers, and they've got a beak that can crush steel.
Awesome.
And they are super violent because of the way that we've been fishing them.
Yeah.
So much so that if there's not enough food around, they start eating each other. they will within. Like they kill people.
That's awesome. Go.
Oh, I just was wondering how fast they travel. Like three kilians an hour.
I don't know. I don't travel particularly fast, so I think kilo is probably in the right region, because that would be like several thousand times the speed of me.
Yeah, well, three 3,000 times the speed of you.
Well, 50 miles an hour.
3 kiloyans an hour would be about 15.
Do they have other standard squid features like ink and disguise ability?
I don't know about the ink. They can change their colour, but it's not necessarily camouflage. It's more, don't fuck with me, I'm scary me.
That weird Ripley shit they do.
Yeah.
They had that one with the squid killing the sharks, didn't they? That.
Oh, when the sharks
were aquarium. Yeah. So they put a camera into. Find out what was going on. Yeah,
he just manhandles the shark and breaks it in half. Oh, that's what's been happening.
Isn't that an octopus?
Yeah. Possibly. It's one of those eight-legged bastards. They don't have anywhere for me to fist.
You can fist the mouth, but you'd have to.
They've got that weird beak thing. They just bite. They bite my hand off.
Well, if you can get your
and they're really, really like crazy flexible, so it doesn't matter what I push in, they're just gonna go with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Unless you can really, unless you've got like something that's quite, you know, like a sandpaper glove on or something that really lets you get a hold of something. You know, you might
fucking wrench it out, but I just don't see a chance to be particularly positive in that environment.
I like that. Listen to that. Abominations, their souls swim faster, soaking in it, swelling in it.
Is it now? Is it now?
Soon, but soon.
Must they escape? They must be fat.
Darkness. They do not know
their escape is bad.
Master, they must not escape.
They must not escape. What will you do?
They must not escape.
Listen to my. Listen to me, my. We are just. For peace's sake. Even if they
knew us,
they cannot escape. Not
but
now.
Not having what I keep within the box.
What is in it?
Watch. Watch them now. We must show
them. When?
What's in the box?
What
I keep in this box will really fuck them up.
I think it's good to have confidence in whatever your plan is. And I have already decided that's my plan, and I'm going to have confidence in it. Yeah, I'm not going to back down out of it.
I just don't want my body to be found hanging outside of a mammal's asshole.
I do. Look at this fucker, he fought so hard, he tried to fist him.
Yeah, just fighting Alf in the desert. His
face ripped off.
Sticking out of an elephant with his pelvis completely crushed, but completely jubilant that the elephant is dead.
Yes!
It shouldn't have fucked with me.
I wouldn't drag myself out either. I'd stay until somebody came to help. Because you want to be nearby to eat some of it if needed. You know what I mean? You don't want to have to drag yourself back over to it. At least if it's probably pretty bad in there. Let's just leave that. And I don't have to smell it because I'm sealing the fucker up.
Yep.
Anybody hear that?
What?
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 I don't know. It was supposed to thunder lightning tonight. I'm sure I saw some lightning.
I lit up my cigarette.
Did you hear that?
You're fired as hell.
What's the scariest way that you could imagine dying? Just to turn it down a little bit. Watching all your friends and family die first.
Okay. Brutal.
So, extended life. More so for the duration of watching everyone suffer.
Okay.
Regardless of how that takes place.
Christ.
I think just knowing it's going to happen. Right.
So the date and time. So.
Well, no, anything like getting kidnapped by terrorists and being on a beheading video, and you just sat there going, oh. I've seen these before. I know how this plays out. I'm going to say goodbye to my neck, or jumping out of a plane like to do a skydive, and your parachute not opening, and then you just got like 5 minutes of right. Should I land on my head or what?
Yeah, totally.
Aim for a cloud field and land on your back.
Yeah, well, like, I saw a video of a guy this happened to. Like, he fell out of a plane and his main chute like failed to deploy properly, and like it. But he was still attached to him and he couldn't get rid of it. And he was free falling down. And he got to like about 1,000 feet and was like, right, okay, I'll try my reserve chute and hope that it doesn't get tangled up in my main chute. It fucking did. So he had about 30 seconds flying down and kind of, oh fuck, I'm gonna die. Love your mum. And he managed to like aim himself for like this big thicket of brambles and he just landed straight in it. And the guy who was following him down like landed like about a minute later, ran over to him, and dude was still alive. He was like, "You all right?" Went, yeah. But yeah, he just had like a broken shoulder, I think, and a bit of a broken leg. Wow, but
take that.
Bob, that's fine.
Not bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You should have tried to roll with it. Could have kept running.
You should have rolled, man. Yeah. Oh, he had a collapsed hand as well.
I would like to add, as like a secondary though, any experience in real life where I have encountered a clown in reality is also.
You're not a fan of clowns?
As many of us aren't, no.
They are particularly terrifying.
I know you're not, Jan.
I'm not a fan of him, but I'm not scared of him either.
It does lead me on to one of the most terrifying stories I've heard in real life. And imagining happening, which Alf told me once.
Before we get into the scary story, I want to remember carry on.
I was doing so well. Through the past couple of like sessions, I haven't really lost it over anything.
You nearly lost it the other night.
It's nearly. But kept my shit together. Actually, I don't think I heard it.
Something else said.
I'm not quite sure if anything else I've said about like will actually make it in though.
Are we all sitting comfortably?
Tell us a story.
Tell a story.
Yes.
I have to say, I mean, it doesn't matter because it's not going to be in there, but I'm not really under protest, but I don't know if it's a good idea to tell this story.
It does no harm telling it.
It's
a horrible story.
It's a horrible story.
That's the point.
But it is definitely the point of this episode.
How much is there a real urban legend left?
Well, yeah,
it needs a spooky twist.
keep it on theme.
It's just horrible.
And as we are gathered here on the campfire at Camp Blood.
Camp Blood!
Camp fucking Blood.
Camp Blood. Oh, I'm no negative.
Oh, right, okay, let's go have a Native American and Camp Wataki. And,
Camp Ice Picking Spine.
Is the Dutch name.
Camp Cameron.
Years ago, I was told this story in the back of a friend's car while I was having a smoke outside a staff party.
I don't want to do the whole thing in that voice. Yeah, right. I got told the story in the back of the car outside the work do. Basically, there was a couple, and they just had a baby. The baby was, I don't know, like a few months old, and wanted to go out. So they got some friend's daughter to come round and babysit. Like, she was like, I don't know, 17 or something. And anyway, they go out, and they've left all the emergency contact details and all that sort of stuff. And this girl, yeah, she rings them up after, I don't know, an hour or so. She rings them up and she's like, "Hey, your daughter is crying quite a lot, like, you know." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, well, you know, just give her some milk or see what she wants, and like, you know, I'm sure it'd be okay. Just give her a cuddle for a little bit and." You know, I'm sure it's fine, but ring if there's any other problems. Like, anyway, another little bit goes by, and then she rings up again, and she's like, "No, like seriously, like every time I put her down, like it's she just starts crying and stuff, hearing it through the mic." So, do you know though? It's weird. You've got that like really creepy clown doll in the corner of the room, and the couple just say, "Look, just go across the road to Sally's and call us back. We'll come home." Like, and so she's like, "Okay." She goes across the road
with the baby.
With the baby, yeah. And calls from Sally's, they say, "We've called the police. We don't have a weird clown doll in the room." And when the police got there, apparently it was a known paedophile, was on their sex offenders register, was in a clown costume in the corner of the room. That's just made my skin crawl just telling that. Creepy. Fucking horrible.
Is that story? I think that story is verifiable as well.
Yeah.
It's an actual real one.
I've
heard so many variations of it, where not with an actual source attributed to it. It's one of those things which it is creepy as hell, and it is sickening to think that it could have happened. But I don't know. I'm a little bit dubious on it.
It sounds more likely than the old "his head was on the roof of the car" up one. Or
yeah, I mean, it's. I still don't want to have to Google clown rapey baby.
I just want to drop in again some Halloween films. If you think of watching some films for Halloween, Trick or Treat's pretty good. Twilight Zone's pretty good. The last two are pretty scary. First two are a little bit so maybe skip to the last two.
The Twilight Zone films?
No, not Twilight. Oh, geez,
I've seen the Twilight Zone film. Its major failing is that it doesn't have Shatner in the role of the something on the ring. They've got John Lithgow instead.
John Lithgow's awesome in that.
He's good, but he's not Shatner. Dan Aykroyd's in it. That's good. I am quite a fan of the horror comedy genre over the horror genre.
It's not horror comedy. Well, the last one's not horror. Well, it is kind of comedy, I suppose.
What was the Eddie Murphy Dracula in Brooklyn? Something Vampire in Brooklyn. Wow, what a terrible idea that
The only
one
name
was
that came to my mind was Blackula.
Which is awesome.
Which is actually a film.
It's apparently a classic of the genre.
Blaxploitation,
I believe.
Blaxploitation horror film.
I want to watch Tracy Jordan's films because he's made some cracking titles.
Tracy that Ninja?
Yeah. And, oh, A Buffet to Remember Black. Yeah, that's definitely my favourite.
I was thinking about that, is going doing that for fancy dresses, like doing the full, like mega fake tan, bleach blonde hair, like just go ridiculous, like, fucking, what is it? Like, you know, Lucy did went as a chav that year. Just go as a ridiculous pretty boy as my Halloween costume, and I'd be fucking well funny.
One of those Russian Guidos.
Well, I don't know. Just
Essex. No,
yeah, that's the kind of thing.
Had a shave.
It will be, yeah, oh, that'd be pretty funny, but I wouldn't want to have to be like that for the rest of the evening. Like, just
I think
look,
your
orange everywhere.
Get progressively worse.
Orange everywhere.
What happens if you did it and loads of girls were coming on to you?
I'd be quite alarmed. I'd probably take advantage of it, but I would be alarmed. Like, and it is a, that would be sad, you know. I feel bad and good about it in years to come, but mostly bad.
It could be good, yeah, you could commit to it.
Nah.
Or just do it for weekends, like, I want to go out and find someone easy.
It's just ridiculous. I don't think so, though. It would be funny, though. That, when Lucy did it dressed up as a chav, that was hilarious. Like, Burberry scarf, Burberry hat, big coop earrings, tracksuit. Fucking in the pub, fucking well funny. Just the fake tan, just on the face and not on the neck or anything as well. Amazing.
Pretty scary.
Yeah, that's the real Halloween. I saw there was something on that on Cracked again. I think it was on Cracked. Like the mad ass fucking costumes that aren't actually for Halloween but from all over Europe, like the weird wicker kind of costumes that people wear and stuff, like it looks badass.
My favourite costume I want to do again is when I went as Stephen Hawking, like complete with a wheelchair and everything. I know how to speak and spell.
Next time we do that, we'll go to Disneyland.
Yeah,
for the queue.
Well, they're cancelling that shit.
Yeah, so
I managed to get a speaking style so I could be Scouse and just ask for pills and just go that's it. But like, so got wheeled into the Fox and Goose, and like the door staff knew what was going on because they know me and they know I'm not actually
a
physics genius. So I got wheeled in, but nobody else there like knew. So I got wheeled to the bar and like people were making room for me and like patting me on the shoulders. I went past as if like it's like, oh, might be crippled but he can still drink like us, and it was really patronising. It got me really angry and I wanted to stand up and say something, but by that point it's like I was about convincing that if I did that I'd probably get bottled for taking the piss.
Yeah. I seem like the dick.
Yeah. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves for taking advantage of disabled.
I just got wheeled into the corner and tried to play a game of pool. It was pretty challenging.
It would have been great. Stand up and lecture them.
That is just distasteful. Can I have the keys for disabled toilets, please?
Where'd you get the wheelchair from?
Turned up in Drake's one day. Don't know whose it was.
Oh, yeah, it was in the office.
Yeah.
Weird.
I mean, fingers, because we were up a flight of stairs, so I have no idea if it was left by someone who actually was.
Wheelchair came down and nobody
was aided.
A wheelchair would be a pretty good office chair, to be fair. What do you mean?
I don't know,
if you're being lazy in your office and you just want to just nip over to the cupboard to get something, wheel yourself back again.
They're not that comfortable. And
get a fucking comfortable one. Like,
I mean, I'd rather have an electric one because they're not that easy to get around on.
Chairs.
No.
My office chair is reasonably comfortable and has wheels. Mm. I can scoot around.
Quite sturdy though, isn't it? Couldn't go and have a game of fucking murder ball on the office floor with a desk chair, could you?
No.
You could do it with a wheelchair like that, though.
I don't think that's something they really want to promote in our workplace.
Yeah, but presumably, if it's in your workplace, you're the boss. You know, you've got your own office with a wheelchair.
One day.
And you could have policy. Like, yeah, just fuck it. We've decided to just get wheelchairs. And then if there's any injuries, you're all right as well. We can just put you in your wheelchair.
Hopefully it would also reduce any kind of stigma for people who are actually in a wheelchair.
Oh. Good shout.
I'm not sure if it is a good
I wonder if a wheelchair company, do they do that in their their factories? They should give everyone the wheelchairs that they sell to use so that they're constantly testing them as well.
I'm sure that's illegal for some reason.
Clutching at straws, really.
I don't think it's clutching at straws. Might be pretty mental, but
I don't think your argument has many much legs.
So I'm just rolling ideas around. Just rolling ideas
around. Really?
Really?
Trying to think of wheelchair based puns.
Yeah, it's difficult. Isn't it?
Yeah, don't do it, Jim, because you always take it that one step too far and we're greeted with a room full of silence.
No, you could just edit in laughter from something else.
Wow, I've only started doing that. We should definitely do that.
We should get a laugh.
Oh shit.
Wow.
beep to laugh.
I'm not used to this.
You should get the studio audience to laugh.
Indeed.
You do need a sign which says.
Can we have a really awkward fake laugh, please? Oh, okay. Can we have a really sincere laugh?
Louder and like friends.
Sarcastic laugh.
No, that's bad. That's
I don't
know. It's
Halloween. Where will you make your panic noise?
Really? Okay.
You gonna do it full panic?
No, I can't do it. It's too loud. I can't. Yeah. I might even sort of. Ask me holding back as well. I can't.
Exactly. That's like half strength, if that.
I already sense that's too loud.
Any other scary stuff?
I just heard a squeaky noise.
Oh, sorry about that.
Sounded like it came from outside.
Who's going to check?
Shotgun.
Shotgun.
Mr. Guest, could you see if there's anything creepy outside?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Should be every week.
We can pretty much sign off, I think, at this point.
Yeah, definitely, I guess. Well, Halloween, it's happening right now because it is October 31st.
Going out there.
Happy Halloween!
Yeah, so at midnight.
Go Bob for an apple.
Bob an apple.
Bob for an apple. Bob for an apple.
Bob for an apple.
Bob for an apple.
Well, thank you for joining us. If you like this Halloween, as ever, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can do thingswelikeathotmail.com. We are also available on iTunes and Facebook by simply searching for Things We Like. I've been Frankenstein's Monster.
I've been the Count from Sesame Street.
I've been Witchy Poo.
I've been the doppelganger.
Helen the poltergeist from the Atmosphere board games.
The creepy little girls from The Shining.
And
El Diablo and the mysterious guest.
Indeed.
So, have a happy Halloween.
This is now your time to shine, audience.
Yeah. Applaud us out.
Now ready. Now is it time? Yes, it is time. Open the box.
Oh God, who are you? What's happening? What? What? What are you? Where am I?
You appear sitting with your friends
Look. The end's vision.
Look at what you're doing.
How? How can that be me? What is it? What? What is it doing? Oh God, no! No! Oh God!
It's done.
Happy Halloween from the things we like. Good night, if you can.